Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James from DontParish.com. Today, I want to bring you an audio on a testing of Crossview Church, Wisconsin Rapids Exposed. Crossview Church, Wisconsin Rapids Exposed. Recently, I was made aware of this body and asked about it. And so, as Bereans, X17, we want to test all things, 1 Thess 5, and rightly discern for truth. And the goal here is not to just tear people down, but to call them to truth and repentance in the Word of God, in love, to the goodness of God, lest they fall on the severity of God, right? We got to be willing to follow after Christ in obedience. He is the way and the truth. Amen. So many years ago, as a little bit of background, we left the evangelical man-made Sunday churchianity system. And we decided to strive in holiness of God's word. And we saw so many errors of the evangelical system like this particular church we're testing today. To be clear, we're not united in any denomination or any other man-made group. Nope. We're simply New Testament saints striving in holiness and obedience. You might call us home fellowship saints. Hey, everybody in the New Testament, they were gathered and meeting in homes. We ourselves travel as evangelists all over America, van dwelling, supporting ourselves, preaching the gospel in the streets, and discipling others we meet in the Lord's ways. That's our goals. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't want to support a man-made system. We want to lift up Christ crucified and support God's word and ways, see our neighbor come to salvation, whether out of the world or out of the churchianity system. We support ourselves completely. We don't sell things. We have nothing to gain by adding people to come and follow after us. No building to fill up. We have nothing to gain in this but the glory of God and for others to come to the saving truth. So, having said all of that, you can read all about us at DontParish.com. Give you thousands of resources to show you why the world and churchianity, evangelicalism, is not of God and will bring about the wrath of God to come in the future. For this testing, for the following reasons, per Romans 16:17, mark and avoid those who teach against sound doctrine. I would tell you, you need to avoid this man-made evangelical body called Crossview Church, Wisconsin Rapids, in love, for the following reasons. They uphold a unbiblical gospel. You can find on their information on their website, they teach grace alone, faith alone. Not one Bible verse says grace alone, faith alone. We're saved by faith through grace, but it is not alone. I have tons of articles on that. They teach easy believism. They lack on holiness and obedience as fruit you're born of God. No, we don't teach works-based salvation. But unless you're striving in the truth of God, quickened by the Spirit through new life, and desiring holiness and hating all your sin, you don't really have the Spirit of God in you, because God, there's no lies, there's no darkness, there's no sin in Him. There should be no lies, no darkness, and no sin willfully dwelling in a believer. Yes, we all can fall into it. We all can slip and choose it for a season, but we don't live in sin and the ways of the world. So their gospel is false. They're united to the EFCA, Evangelical Free Church. This is man-made evangelicalism. Came along about 500 or 600 years ago. Has nothing to do to look like the true New Testament body that we see in the scriptures. That's what we're trying to do, is call people back to the true New Testament body. And all of the ways that we show on our website will show you that places like the EFCA are simply not of God. They're of man-made religion. Why? Well, they have a false gospel. They practice pagan holidays, Roman Catholic pagan holidays like Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and Christmas. These are all lies. I've just done a series. Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday evening to Sunday morning. Yeah, go look up my articles at noparish.com on that, at the teaching blog. They're lying to you, and the Bible says to keep lies puts you outside the kingdom of God. Why follow Roman Catholic holidays when we're to be following the word of the Father through Christ? Amen? They lack, at Crossview, the fruit of holiness and obedience, and they're worldly in many ways. I'll give you an example. Their youth club and their youth pastor, worldly, foolish, silly, doing things like Nerf wars. with the youth. Titus 2 says the youth should be sober-minded. They're teaching them how to play silly games and shoot at each other with Nerf guns. Yeah, you may laugh about that, but how are we being made holy as we be like the world when we're supposed to be about the things of God? That's just one small example. Lots of worldliness and carnality there. They have feminism there. Why? Well, they don't teach women to biblically cover their heads. The Bible clearly teaches that in 1 Corinthians 11. They don't teach the women how to dress in unadorned, long, flowing robes. That's what 1 Timothy 2 teaches. And they don't teach men how to dress. Men are also to cover themselves in a biblical garment, tunic-like garment, all the way going back to Genesis 3:21, when God shed blood to cover mankind. The men are showing their bodies off. The women are showing their bodies off. They're like the culture when Romans 12 says, come out of the culture, be not conformed to it. So they lack much on biblical dress and head covering. Timed out Sunday, Lord's Day, religious building-centered systems. So Sunday's not the Lord's Day. That's a lie. I teach you that at my blog, In God's Word. They have a building-centered system. Now, nothing sinful about a building per se, but having big buildings, cramming everybody in there, causing people to support them, and defying what God ordained. In the New Testament, they had house fellowships, small, close, tight-knit, fellowships of believers in homes. This big churchianity system has a stage, seating, practice performers. It's more like a theater, that's really where it came from, than it is the New Testament body of Christ. Building-centered worship, Lord's Day is not Sunday, not being led of the Spirit, which means on any occasion, at any time, you might gather and come together with saints. They have it timed out where the Holy Spirit really moves on Sunday from 10 to noon. This is a Roman Catholic evangelical false way. They separate families all out into groups when in the New Testament, families should all be learning together, parents overseeing their children, not sending them off to others to do it. They use fleshly instrumental music and they whip people up in emotional false worship. We have lots of teachings on this. You won't see instruments in the New Testament body of Christ. That was an old thing from the Old Testament that was phased out when the Holy Spirit came in, and we are now the instrument of God. In fact, I see their youth pastor was promoting wicked false teachers like Kerry Joby in music. Who knows what else they promote? This is emotional, heretical, unbiblical, not meeting the pattern of God's New Testament body. How about this? You have to take classes to become a member of Crossview. Well, there's only one body of Christ. Paul says so in 1 Corinthians. And there's no local church individual membership. Yet they say you got to take a bunch of classes in order to join their body. Added man-made steps that are not according to Scripture. Jesus said, howbeit in vain you worship me, teaching all your false doctrines of man. Mark 7, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, church membership. Yeah, this is not of God. Lastly, they promote a bunch of unbiblical teachers on their website that promote the selling of the things of God, books and CDs and programs. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for those that made merchandise of the things of his Father. So I would venture to say those facts and those points alone, and there's a lot more if I spent the time on it, will show you why this is not a true New Testament body of Christ. This is a false, evangelical, man-made, carnal, seeker-sensitive, and I'm going to say this in love. It's not a place where the sheep gather. It's really a goat farm that brings in many people that want to have a placebo-like Christianity, but not true, holy, set apart, born again, called out saints. If you go to don'tperish.com, look at the gospel link. I take you through the gospel biblically. Look for the 10-point test. Many, many articles on there that covers all of the sin of evangelicalism. And I want to be clear. I want to be fair in this. This audio and this testing has been sent to their modern pastor, Dan. And I've asked him to come and correct anything I've said and give me his biblical response and defense. And if he does that, I'm going to add it to my testing link and I will give a response back. I have to be honest, most times modern pastors hide in the dark of John 19 through 21. They hide in their false ways and sin without giving an answer. But I'm going to be fair. Let's see what their pastor Dan does with this. He should come to me in love if I'm wrong. If I'm lost and deceived, he should come and correct me. Titus 1 says he should be able to teach those who are the naysayers and teach us to come to the truth. Let's see if he does that. Most modern pastors won't. They've built a system that tickles itchy ears, as Paul talks about in 2 Timothy, but is not teaching the fullness of the truth. So I've said a lot of hard things here, but I want to be clear. We do love them. We care about them. This is not about tearing down. This is about building up. But first, we have to tear down the lies of evangelicalism and false churchianity. And really, they're teaching a false gospel and a false Jesus. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians 11:4. Last point. They will call us works-based. They will call us legalists. They will call us cults, all types of things. Obeying God in holiness to the New Testament scriptures is not works to be saved. Go read James 2. It's all about works that back up our saving faith. And no one who's born of God keeps any sin, keeps hypocrisy, keeps worldliness, keeps pagan holidays, keeps pride, vanity, and carnality. Oh no, we are to come out and walk in the pureness and holiness and truth. Ephesians 5:9 says the gift or one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. If these people at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids are following the Holy Spirit, how come after many years of having leaders and teachers, they're still following a bunch of false ways that God's word calls out? So no, this is not works-based salvation. This is the fruit. Jesus said, you will abide in my word and produce much fruit. John 15. The fruit that we see out of Crossview is very suspect. We want to call them out of it, and we want to call them into sound doctrine. And what does Paul say about sound doctrine? 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Hey, Paul thought doctrine was important. Crossview is lacking it, as I showed you in a few points. You contact me, and I'll go through it with you, line by line in the Word of God to help you. That's what we're all about, preaching Christ crucified, calling out the false ways, making biblical disciples, pointing them to the kingdom of God, and out of the false ways of the Sunday churchianity system. Per 1 Timothy 5, yes, this is a public rebuke on the internet of Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids, but their teachings, false teachings, are all over the internet, so it only seems fair. And I look forward to their leader, Dan, or any man at Crossview, to contact me to reason and truth. I'm Brother James from don'tperish.com. You can call me at 608-547-8162, or you can email me, don'tperish@outlook.com. Looking forward to you, if you, refute this testing. And my offer is, if I have anything wrong in the Word of God, I will retract it, I will correct it, and I will make this testing fully biblical. You must worship Christ in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, I've just shown you that Crossview Church is a man-made, corrupt, worldly, heretical, paganized, feminized, false religious body, not of the true Father. One sin puts you outside of the kingdom. Yeah, ask Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. Go read Revelation 22, 14 and 15. I don't want that to happen to those people. I hope they repent. I hope they get things right for the glory of God. And if they do, I'll come there and help them with all that I can. Hey, thanks for listening. We love all those seeking after the biblical truth. We even love our enemies and our neighbors. That's why we do what we do. Looking forward to hearing from you. Test yourself to the Word of God. Let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.